That was beautiful, Kelly. Your dad would have been very proud. I would have popped up these middle stairs just like Kelly did when he came up here, but I noticed when I walked in that there was no rail on these, and I was afraid if I tried that, that we would witness one of those embarrassing moments that John was talking about a little while earlier. So I went to the inn and came with the rail. Lloyd Thompson was my good friend for more than 40 years. And I'm truly, truly honored that Lisa and the family would ask me to share some personal observations of Lloyd and perhaps some lighthearted memories of that friendship. You know, a lot of memories are memories, big memories for the people who shared them. And when they talk about funny stories, a lot of the stories you might tell would be very funny to you and to perhaps Lloyd. But maybe for some of you out there, they may not be so funny. We might give it a try. You know, I think in a very real sense, our friends reflect the choices that we make in life, our values, our ethical standards. And in that sense, being Lloyd's friend makes me feel very, very special. Responsibilities to God, to country, to family, and to community were always accepted by Lloyd as givens. He had a wonderful sense of humor, and he loved a good practical joke. I always appreciated the fact that he laughed at my jokes, even when they weren't very funny. But he also sympathized with my problems, many times when they really weren't so bad. Lloyd had a beautiful voice. You've been hearing it this afternoon. And he loved to sing. Our first connection, it probably won't surprise you, was through music. Lloyd was one of the first people I met. I say met when I came to Lubbock. Actually, I'd known Lloyd a little before Willie and I moved to Lubbock. He was a barbershopper here in Lubbock, and I was a barbershopper in Austin. And we knew each other through contests that we would go to. But I never got to know him really well until we moved to Lubbock, and I started singing with the Singing Plainsman Barbershop Chorus, and Lloyd had been singing there for a while. And then we started singing together in a quartet. This was back in the early 70s, and we'd rehearse at various houses of those in the quartet. And very often we'd rehearse at my house, and we did a song back in those days, If You Knew Susie, Like I Know Susie. Oh, 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 what a gal. And I had a daughter at that time, my younger daughter, who was just a toddler. She wasn't even talking yet. But the only time she saw Lloyd is when she heard that song, If You Knew Susie. And so she started calling Lloyd Susie. And every time she would see him, it was Susie. And truthfully, it wasn't until later in life that she learned his name was actually Lloyd. Some of the other things that we always did at those rehearsals, other than sing, was to eat. We always had refreshments, and my wife, Willie, one of the things that she would bake was a pumpkin cake. And very early, we discovered that Lloyd's favorite cake was pumpkin cake. So she very often would cook that for him, and when Lloyd would decide that he was ready for another pumpkin cake, he'd sneak over to our house and he'd put a can of pumpkin on our porch. And Willie would walk out to get the mail or something, and there would be this can of pumpkin, and the message was, where's my pumpkin cake? It wasn't pumpkin to Lloyd, it was pumpkin cake. Willie actually visited Lloyd the day before he died, and he was lying in bed and he hadn't had a whole lot to say that day. His eyes were closed, but we were in there talking to him, and I think he listened and he heard everything that was going on. And Willie walked in and said, Lloyd, it's Willie. And his eyes popped open and he said, where's my pumpkin cake? True story. Where's my pumpkin cake? Lisa tells me that the last bit of food that he had on his lips before he died was a piece of Willie's pumpkin cake. Another thing, as you've already heard, that Lloyd enjoyed was fishing. In fact, I think he'll be buried with his rod and reel in his casket. We used to fish a lot, Lloyd and I and Lowell Cadell. We didn't fish nearly as often as we should have. But every time we did, we had a real good time. And on one of these trips, you know, I would never admit this to Lloyd, but I really wasn't the fisherman that he was, wasn't really the fisherman that Lowell was. But I like to get out on the water, get out in the boat, and put my line in the water. And I said, you know what I think I'm going to do? I'm going to put my line in the water, and I'm going to get me a cool drink, and I'm going to lie back and relax and hope that a fish doesn't disturb me. Lloyd really thought that was great. And we were talking about that around his bedside again the day before he died. And we were talking generally about fishing, and Lowell started reminding us about that story that day when I decided that I'd just put my line in the water and hope I wasn't bothered by a fish. And once again, Lloyd's eyes popped open and he said, "Don Harrigan said that." One of our favorite fishing stories that we've told lots of times, I don't think I've told it to most of this group, was when we were fishing. I believe it was our trip to Arkansas. And my brother was fishing with us on that trip. So there was four of us. There was Lloyd, and there was Lowell, and me and my brother Pat. And we were having our usual contest. Kelly said a little bit about that. The contest was who caught the first fish, who caught the biggest fish, and who caught the most fish. But it had to be a bass. You couldn't just count any fish. It had to be a bass. So we were fishing, and Lloyd was fishing out of the front of the boat, and my brother Pat was fishing in the back of the boat, and Pat was the first one to hook a fish. And he reeled in that fish and held it up, and he said, "First fish." And Lloyd turned around, and he said, "That's no bass. That's a drum." Pat, "No, it's a bass." He said, "That's a drum. It doesn't count." So Lloyd turned around and started fishing again. And what my brother Pat did, instead of taking the fish off the hook, he acted like he was taking it off the hook, and he just threw the same fish back in the water that was still on the hook. And a little bit later, he said, I got another one. And he reeled it in, held it up, and Lloyd turned around and he said, "Now that's a bass." We've sure had a lot of fun out of that story. And the one who always laughed the loudest, as you might suspect, was Lloyd. With Lloyd, what you saw was always what you got. He was always the same person. He never tried to change to fit the occasion. And his friendship with Lowell and with me and with many of you and so many others was absolutely unqualified. Call on him and he'd be there. You know, I think some people make the world special just by being in it. And Lloyd Thompson, in my mind, was certainly one of those people.